1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here tonight. All right, so here's what's going on. So I listened to this really great podcast hosted by Greg Kot and Jim Derogatis, these very well-known music journalists. Sound Opinions is the name of the podcast. And they had this woman on the show, a writer, teaches at Fitchburg State University. And the name of her book, it's actually really interesting, Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio. And so there was a really good conversation they had. And the book's author is Catherine Rye Jewell. And, you know, she's probably a little year, maybe a few years younger than me, we'll say. So she was reminded of the 90s and the role that college radio played back then. And, of course, frequent listeners of the show will know that I was a DJ myself at college radio between the years of 89 and 93. And so we're going to look back on those years and the importance of college radio, and we'll be playing music that I would not have heard if not for college radio. So this is like, these are bands that we're staying away from like Nirvana and the Smashing Pumpkins and a lot of the bands that came out of the 90s and became very well known, Hole. Yeah, there's like that. And we're going to stick with bands who were college radio darlings. Maybe they had some hit singles on the college radio charts. Maybe they went to CMJ and had blowout shows and showcases and people loved them. This is the kind of stuff that we're going to be doing today, tonight, until they kick me out, as it were. And frequent listeners of the show will also know that I had these like themes years ago where I would do like all like hard rock and all Britpop, all like just rock I couldn't categorize, and then like electronica. And so this is going to feel a bit like that, except it's all going to be mixed up together. All right, so that's what's happening. And we're going to start this off with this great song from Daisy Chainsaw. This is going to be Love Your Money, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Yeah.
that she's a lunatic. Closer to the phone, she hardly ever visits upstairs. Would ride the telephone, well, I guess beauty does what beauty does best. It's beautiful. Since that's the trouble with reality, it's taken far too seriously. I do hope God is good to me and Santa Claus, and the children celebrate. This party's over, I'm going home to celebrate. This party's over, I'm going home. His essential complications are hung up on confused. It's a planet full of traffic lights and traffic light abuse. But that's no stranger than strange or any other stranger. He claims it's dangerous to be innocent. Should a victim every time. Histories of insanity intruding on the sane. Celebrate. This party's over. I'm going home. Celebrate. This party's over. I'm going home. Thank you.
All right. And that's the band Dig with Believe from their self-titled debut. That may have been their only record. Before that, An Emotional Fish with Celebrate. And it was Truly with Blue Flame Ford from Fast Stories from Kid Coma. Daisy Chainsaw started things off. Sorry, that was a little choppy, to say the least. Love Your Money. Love that song from the album Lovesick Pleasure. It's actually an EP. And so Truly, that's that guy Hiro Yamamoto, who's the original bassist from Soundgarden. I guess he left, or he was kicked out. I can't remember what the circumstances were. And he started his own thing. And yeah, it was the band Truly. They put out like two or three records, I believe. An Emotional Fish. So basically what we're doing here today, it's kind of a weird theme. It's kind of like being nostalgic for college radio while actually on a college radio station. I understand that. But I think what's going on is that this is came to me from listening to the Sound Opinions podcast with the writer, what was her name? Catherine... Catherine, who's paying attention? I think it's Catherine Jewell. Catherine Rye Jewell is her name. And, you know, I think really her book is called Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio. I think really what she's saying is a history for, you know, it's really a retrospective or being nostalgia for pre-internet college radio. It's called radio. It's clearly going on now as I am on a college radio station. But it's interesting because I think the way people treat radio now is different from back then. Certainly radio has gone through many changes over the last 25 to 30 years. So I think the theme for this show is music that sort of existed only within that college radio, only within my college radio years, and not extending beyond that. There weren't any crossover hits. I don't think anything from Dig was played on mainstream college radio, nor were... was this song by Something Happens, Hello, 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 1,000 Points of Light, 95 Medford, WMFO.
Says I'm
something. The key's on the tip of your tongue, you know. No one's really late. We've heard it all before. Tell me something. You grab my arm and said, you're sending me.
Yeah. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Mars with Popular Creeps from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. I'm a little off today. Just like a, it's like I'm a second off on everything. Before that, 5:30, that wasn't the Stone Roses, 13th Disciple from their record Bed. Love Battery, from that was Fuzz Factory from Straight Freak Ticket, and it was Something Happens with Hello, 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 Hello from Stuck Together with God's Glue. At one point, before that record came out, people were talking about Something Happens as the next U2. I think they fell short. That's very lofty. I mean, to be able to attach that kind of a goal to some band that's just starting out, that's too much. Maybe they collapsed under the weight of those expectations. Very possible. Of course, Chris Mars, the original drummer for The Replacements. That was a solid record. Then he went on to join Golden Smog, so there's some indie cred there as well. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. So the theme here tonight is, it's basically my college year. So this is inspired by the book that's just, it actually came out last year. It's called Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio by Catherine Rye Jewell. She was on the Sound Opinions podcast with the two legendary music journalists, Greg Kot and Jim DeRogatis. And, you know, it got me thinking about my college years. And I'm trying to play music that just existed within those 4 years. It's not like it's anything. We're not playing music where there's any single that crossed over, like nobody who played Lollapalooza. It's just all kind of really kind of finite, I guess. All right, up next, it's this band, British band, The Hollow Men. This is November Comes, 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford WMFO. Waves keep them from my sight.
Husband don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with mum. She can't say, they can't see. Putting it down to another bad day. This is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your world means nothing at all. Black car drives through the town. Some guy from the top estate left a note for a local girl. And yet he had it all on a plate. So this is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your word means nothing at all. Thank you.
Color of your shirt.
All right. The Poster Children with Junior Citizen, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, it was Northside with Take Five from Chicken Rhythms. God, that's a stupid name for a record. And Spiral Carpets with This Is How It Feels from the Life record, expanded edition. I love that song. Classic. It's a great early 90s Britpop tune. The Hollow Men started off the set with November Comes with that like crazy feedbacky dance guitar. I really feel like all those bands are just ripping off the Stone Roses. I feel like they just found that sound and tried to recreate it. I don't know if the Stone Roses really took advantage of it enough. I think they should become more popular than they were. Anyway, so that's what's going on. It's the show about the early 90s college radio, inspired by this podcast I listened to, the Sound Opinions podcast that had the writer Catherine Rye Jewell in her book, Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio, and it is out. It came out late last year, and it sounds cool. I'm going to be picking it up and reading all about it. I'm going to send her notes about what edits that she should have made and maybe about a follow-up. Maybe she should come here to WMFO and interview everybody. All right, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Manford. Up next, Boat La Volta. So here's the thing. Boston band, I think they're most well-known as being part of one of the greatest hardcore shows of the era. They opened for Nirvana at, what was the name of the club? It wasn't like Venus de Milo. It was before Avalon. It was, I don't remember the name. Axis, I think, is what it was. And one of the best hardcore shows ever is what I've heard. But then the band didn't really have much staying power. I think that was sort of their high point. We're going to listen to The Gift from the album of the same name. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
came shortly after I was born. Now I can't go in the rooms I used to own. My world is full of strangers and I spend the day in chains. I just wanna go outside and run around.